Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Judy Kennedy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Judy, you know, people a lot of times think that Backyard and Beyond is a program just about yards. Well, today they're correct because we are going to talk about things to put in your yard. The Master Gardener plant sale coming up, Judy. When and where?
Well, it is this coming Saturday, the 13th. It starts at 8 o'clock. There's no early sales. We try to let everybody have, if they're there at 8, they have the first shot.
And then we don't have an ending time, correct?
We just kind of go till it's gone.
And we really do think it's a good idea to have people kind of lined up because it's...
Well, we'd like everybody to have, you know, a chance to buy what they need or what they want. And so that way we're giving everybody a fair shot because usually we're done within an hour and a half.
Yeah, so if you don't put it off till noon because nobody will be there with plants by noon for sure. So an hour,
right,
at the most maybe two. But yeah, get there at 8 and get ready to, and you can kind of look around. Did we say where?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is up at the fairgrounds at the cast, right in front of the community building. It's a perfect place to have it because if it is raining, we can be under a roof. But we're still outside, and if it's nice, we're right there, and we can be working on our project up there, Saren's Garden.
Yes. So I know some people kind of wait for this. They have it. They go, when is it? When is it? They get it on their calendar, kind of wait for it. But there are probably some new people that don't know about the Master Gardener plant sale. Let's talk a little bit about the plants, Judy. What will be there,
well,
do you think?
Yes. The nice thing are these are from our local Cass County Master Gardeners. We have a few that are donated from others, but most of it is they're grown here. They're plants that we've divided and are willing to share with our neighbors, with our community. We have hostas, yarrow. We have a lot of hostas this year. Columbine is just amazing, all the different plants. There may be some house plants. There may be some pots. There may be some garden decorations. A lot of it's just what we as Master Gardeners want to share.
And as you said, lots of hostas, some ordinary plants, but the fun thing, Judy, is also a lot of the Master Gardeners have some kind of special plants, and we don't know what those are till we get there, but you can pick up something really interesting that maybe you want to add to your garden.
Yes, we try to have them all labeled so that our customers know what they are, if they need sun or if they need shade, the color of flower they have. Sometimes you even find out plants that you have in your yard, but you didn't know what they were.
That's correct,
and
yes.
So that's always kind of fun. Another neat thing about this sale is that the money goes back into the community. This is our fundraiser, but it's not for us. We put this money back into scholarship, into community grants that people can apply for to do beautification in their business, in their churches. The library is another one that's been one that's received it. I know the outdoor classrooms receive some of these grants. It's just a neat way for us to put money back into our community.
And if people are interested, I don't have the dates, but we'll be talking about this just in case you'd like to be a Master Gardener. I think there's going to be a class this fall, so we'll talk more about that. Yeah.
Yes, there is. I think Kate said this fall, and if anybody is interested in becoming one, a Master Gardener, all they have to do is go out to the Extension office, and Kate can fill them in on what it takes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been 12 years since I did it. And it was one of the best investments I've made.
Well, that's interesting. You say it's an investment, Judy. Why do you use that word?
Well, because of my garden, I know so much more. I'm able to help people. I know so much more about what I want to do when I'm doing it. I know so much more about my garden personally. And I've been able to help people, mm-hmm. and to me, that's an investment in myself and in my yard.
And you might make some new friends.
That's right. We have a lot of fun, but we do a lot of work.
Yes. That's and that fun may, I mean, working together does make that more fun. So a great, great group. Judy, let's talk a little bit about, okay, so people come and buy these plants, and hopefully they're labeled so they know whether they're going to, where they're going to put them. It's kind of a good idea to know that when you're shopping. What are some hints that you have with your experience in terms of getting them into the ground and getting them so that they're going to be successful? What are some of the tips?
Well, knowing that if you have, say, a 4-inch plant, then you need to have an 8-inch hole. You need to get those holes big enough that the plant has room to expand out into that hole and the roots are done, have the room to grow. As a good mentor of mine used to always say, you need to tickle the roots, getting those so that they aren't all root-bound. So many times we find plants that are root-bound, and so we want them to be able to go out, not just stay in that little tight ball.
Yeah, and with that bigger hole, you've got looser dirt when you put around there, and so the roots are strong, but got to have room to grow, as you say. So what about the level? You know, sometimes in terms of depth, like for a tree, you say that hole has to be really deep as well as round. How deep do we put these new plants into the ground?
We want to get them to the crown level, which is where the roots are just coming out. We want the roots to go down, but we don't want to get a great big huge mound over the top of the plant, because then we can very well be hurting our stems. So there's lots of, and with all the master gardeners that will be there, there's always somebody that can give you advice if you have a question about how to plant something, where to put it. That's why we're there, is to help, to help our community and ourselves. Yes. I learn something every time I'm around some of my fellow master gardeners. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the great things about being a master gardener, too. You just keep sharing that information. We probably should say that the Master Gardener Program is a part of Iowa State University. It is a national program, but in Iowa, it's sponsored by Iowa State University. So you're really sharing the university through being a master gardener. A couple other questions about the planting. What about fertilizing, and what about watering?
Well, there's some people that are into the organic, which is wonderful. I'm not quite so organic. I don't have the time or the patience sometimes, so I do use, I'm very much into using the fertilizers to get my plants off and going. I have a tremendous amount of hostas and different types of hostas, and so I do use fertilizer, and again, reading the label is huge. Knowing what you have, what you're using, what's correct for that plant.
Sometimes more is not necessarily better.
Correct.
So read the label. And hopefully you got those, maybe we'll have some really moist soil. You know, the weather looks perfect, Judy. A little rain this week, get the soil all moist, and sun on Saturday.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah,
we've had some cold, rainy plant sales.
Yes, and regardless, rain, sun, cold, heat, all the master gardeners will be there with their plants.
That's right.
So, Judy, as we mentioned, lots of variety. Come if you have something on your list, come with your list and see if you can fill that list up. And otherwise, be open to adding some new things. And as you mentioned, Judy, some other things.
Yes, and I'm hoping to see a lot of people there.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And they never know. There may be some surprises about what else is there besides plants. Maybe some rocks, maybe some baskets, maybe some, who knows what. There's always a special little surprise. So remind us again, Judy, time, place, date.
It's this coming Saturday, the 13th, at the Cass County Community Building at our Cass County Fairgrounds. And from 8 until it is, we're out of plants. The other thing I would like to point out, LaVon, is that we started this last year. It was gone to a freewill donation. And we asked the people to be fair about what they give, but that way it's so much easier. You can just, for us, we don't have to sit there and what I think is worth $5, somebody else thinks it's worth $1. we're letting our buyer choose the price.
Good point, Judy. And it's always nice to have some dollars in your pocket. Don't come, well, we'll take your money, but it's nice if the first person doesn't have a $50 bill. Unless they're going to buy,
right.
Unless they're going to buy $50 worth of plants.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much to Judy Kennedy for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, remember the Master Gardener plant sale in Atlantic on this Saturday the 13th. Have a great day.